Nope. Not right. Sentence completion is a part, is a subset of one. Sentence completion is a subset of one. All right. So, Isco and Bakari, Naja, you got to know that. Okay, the three sections. Ife had it correct. They're under exam information. It's critical reading, quantitative, and writing. I got it. Ife has it correct. Critical, all right. Critical reading, math, and writing. Okay, now under the writing section, Naja, excuse me, let me put it like this. Okay, so was you, so were you, all right, so now let's hear. Safiya, start us off. Let's see who can finish. You will find these subsets under which one? Reading comprehension and sentence completion. You got 10 seconds to give me an answer. Which large section will you find these subsections under? Sentence completion and reading comprehension. Fire up the text chat. Safiya and Naja Brown, you're right. Ife, you're on a delay, so I can't judge whether you're right or wrong. But given your delay, you weren't able to get it in here. So, critical reading contains the subsections, sentence completion and reading comprehension. All right, under what section? The quantitative section has four parts to it, four subsections. What are those four subsections? What are those four subsections? Four subsections for quantitative. What are they? Yes. What I asked for is the four subsections of the quantitative section, and East Coast has provided the correct answer: arithmetic, algebra, geometry, and data analysis. Okay. Next question. What is data analysis? What is data analysis? Well, that's cute, Ife. Data analysis is analyzing data. Well, what is that? tell me something about that section. Anybody, tell me something about data analysis. What does it mean? Well, what does analyze mean? You know, so you're using a word to define a word. It already says data analysis. So analyzing data, analyzing information, I don't know what analysis means. What is data analysis? Anybody? All right, so nobody knows the answer to that or willing to guess, huh? Okay, so you definitely want to, the dictionary does that all the time these days. Yeah, that's right, but that's still not the way to do it. Well, East Co, yes, you are supposed to be in earth science. Very good. Naja, are you not supposed to also be in earth science? Naja Brown, aren't you supposed to be in earth science, madam? When did you already take earth science? Oh, you mean in your schooling prior to now? So that means you're taking environmental science, is that right? Come on the talk now button, sister. You know, you text, when it's just you and me, you can hit the talk now button and we can get this done faster. So you already took earth science, and so you are now taking environmental science. Is that correct? You have to hold the talk now button down about a half a minute before you begin to speak, and about half a second before you begin to speak, and about a half a second before you end, so that everything gets through. Okay. While you work those out, let's go to the next section. Let's check out these data analysis questions. Are you there? Are you at the data analysis screen, please? If so, Safiya, would you read these?
Yes. Data analysis questions are the least frequent, but there are enough of them to merit a separate tutorial. The data analysis questions are very consistent. They ask you to understand a visual presentation of data. The presentation is commonly a pie chart, a bar chart, a line chart, or a table. The question asks you to identify trends, find a maximum or minimum, calculate proportions, calculate percentage change, calculate averages, etc. These calculations should all be relatively simple and familiar. The challenge is in finding the data that you need from the table or graph.
Well, very good. So, question to you, everyone in this class. Do you know how to find the maximum or minimum? Do you know how to calculate proportions? I mean rock solid confidence. I don't mean, maybe if you think about it. Do you know how to calculate proportions? Do you know how to calculate percentage change? Do you know how to calculate averages? Okay, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, all right. So the question is, this is giving you a sense of what you need to be able to do. Calculate proportions, calculate percentage change, calculate averages, and find maximum or minimum. As well as know how to read a pie chart or a bar chart or a line chart or a table. Rate yourself in those areas. What do you need to focus on? Okay, folks, I'm stepping away. I want to know where you need the help. Calculate proportions, calculate percentage change, calculate averages, finding minimum and maximum. Where are you great? Where you need the most help? They're sitting right in front of you. I'm looking forward to the text chat. I will be right back. Okay, now we're looking at number2.com. Okay, and we're looking at the exam information right now. Okay, and we're studying under exam information. There are three sections: critical reading, quantitative, and writing. We're looking right now under the quantitative section. And so you see there is data analysis, and it asks it tells what this is about. Right down in the middle, it says the questions ask you to identify trends. So you want to look at, know how to do, are you strong there? How to find the maximum or minimum? How to calculate proportions? How to calculate percentage change, calculate averages. These calculations should be relatively simple and familiar. Okay, that means you know how to do those rock solid. Not that you have to think about them. You know automatically how to do those. If you don't, then just say this is where I need to focus. Okay, because this is what the data analysis section is going to be about. All right. Okay. Naja. Anything that has to do with that, both of those for me, proportions. So Naja, you're saying you don't know how to do any of those, or you're not strong in any of those. Safia, please give me your feedback.
I learned, but I'm not.
Okay, great. Well, we'll go have a tutorial now. All right, on it. Now let's move the data analysis. All right, we're going to click on the geometry. Okay, we talked about spatial reasoning before, understanding points, lines, and figures and how they relate to each other. All right, so that's an area for tutorial. All right, now we got algebra. Click on algebra. We're clicking across the top now. All right, and the algebra tutorial builds on the content on the arithmetic section. Okay, so you got the sense of, tomorrow you'll have a quiz where you'll be able to say what's in these areas. Okay, so if it says algebra, then you want to know what's going to be there. Okay, if it says geometry, you want to know what's going to be there, and for all these areas. All right, now you also I encourage you to Brother Isaacar laid some things down. He made a perfect 6 out of 6. Okay, so you might ask him what he did in terms of his writing to get a 6 out of 6. It is not automatic or guaranteed, because different people rate them, you might just have him know what he did to get a 6 out of 6 on that part of it. Okay, we are in the writing section, and I got a question for you. Let's see who can answer this most quickly. That is, how long do you have on the essay part of the exam? 25 minutes, 35 minutes, or 15 minutes?
What part did you say, Bible Jessa?
The writing part. How long do you have for the writing part? 15 minutes, 25 minutes, or 35 minutes? How long do you have? Vote. You win the prize. Safia wins the prize. The answer is 35 minutes. Okay. Now, and this, what, the reason I bring that up is because people confuse. The essay part of the exam is not just essay. So let's look at the section second paragraph then now. Would you please read that second paragraph?
The one that says multiple choice section, right?
No, that's the third paragraph. In fact, you can start from the first. Go on and do the first and the second.
Okay. The writing section of the SAT measures your ability to write in a clear and concise way. Use appropriate word choice and sentence structure to identify grammatical errors. The writing section consists of two parts, an essay portion and a multiple choice section. For the essay portion of the exam, you'll be asked to respond to an expert of text by writing a short essay addressing the issues raised by the expert. You'll be graded based on how well you develop an argument or point of view. Use reasoning and evidence to support your point of view and how well you adhere to the rules of the written English in your essay. The essay section is a chance for you to demonstrate that you can recognize and express your ideas clearly. You have 25 minutes to complete this portion of the test. Our SAT essay tutorial provides detailed advice about how to prepare for this section.
Okay, now great. Now what you got is there's a writing section consists of two parts. What are the two parts of the writing section? It's called writing, but there are two parts. What are they? This is for everybody. Everybody weigh in it. What are the two parts of the writing section?
An essay portion and a multiple choice section.
Very good. An essay portion and a multiple choice portion. Now, and what is the multiple choice part about?
Identifying grammatical errors and added sentences of paragraphs.
All right. Here's one that you're going to get, or something like it. All right. I want you to answer. Scroll down. Sentence completion, question number 2. All right. Select the best answer that best completes the sentence. Fire up the text chat. Put your private 2 to me. Private 2 to me. Direct it to me. Let's make it happen. All right, come on now. Do you choose A? Do you choose B, C, or D? You don't see the sentence. All right. Scroll down. All right. You should see the sentence. It says directions. Okay. My neighbor is. Okay, click there. It's from College Apps. Sentence completion. My neighbor is. Choose A, B, C, or D. Thank you, Ife. All right. I got Niall, who's chosen C. I have Naja Brown, who's chosen A, and Ife, who's chosen C. All right. Come on, Safia. What do you say? You have 10 more seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, okay, and she says C, okay. Defend yourself. Defend your choice. Come to the mic. Step up.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what insula meant. Excuse me. But it sounded like something that was like inwards or something like introverted or something like that, and I just learned what xenophobic meant today in test prep, and it means pretty much like afraid of anybody you don't know who's not from near you, and like not willing to like get to know people. So that sounded perfect to me, and I looked up insular after we answered the question, and it indeed meant basically somebody who kept to themselves. And so it matches perfectly because he's saying the person who he's describing with these words in the blanks keeps to himself and has a great fear of anyone who isn't from our town. The first word means keeps to himself, and the second word, xenophobic, means has a great fear of anyone who isn't from around. So that's why it's right.
Alrighty, thank you for sharing that, Naja. Now I see you say you guessed, okay. And Naja Brown, why did you choose A? Naja Brown, why did you choose A? Safia, I didn't get your choice at all.
I chose A because I didn't see the other two questions that I guessed.
Well, that's right, Nash. I'm sorry. You did say C. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I did get it. Absolutely, you did. And are you and agreeing with Ife, or do you have... Thank you, Naja Brown. And Ife, I mean, Safia, are you agreeing with her, or do you have a separate analysis for why you... and reason why you chose C? Point here, and incidentally, if you scroll down on that, you'll have about 10 other questions, 10 other... vocabulary words there, and you will want to start making a vocabulary study section. There is also one of the built into this test prep section. The reason that I'm doing that and I wanted to show you that is because sometimes we don't know that sentence completion is about two things. It's about the context of the sentence, what's in context, what words fits there. It's also about vocabulary, just straight out knowing. Sometimes if you don't know enough of what the words mean, if you have no idea what xenophobic means or insular, then you just are you're in bad shape, okay? So you want to work to increase your vocabulary and play with words. Have fun with words. That's why reading a lot is going to be great, but also particularly focusing on the reading and the words that you need to know in order to do well on these exams, okay? Again, this is only about preparation, and so just like you would prepare for any particular contest, right? So I encourage you when you're taking the tutorial for you to focus there on vocabulary for that part of it. There is also in our wiki space a resource for you. I'm looking for it right now. I'm looking for it. Oh, there are 5,000 words. 5,000 words. Oh, that's ugly. Yeah, very good, Ife. Give them the link to WordWeb, please, if you will. You know, I was watching Akilah and the Bee the other day, and I thought to myself, self, that would be a great idea for us to have one. So what do y'all think about a spelling bee? Yes, a spelling bee. Even Mama Fia even wants to get in on the spelling bee. She says she loves it. She says she's good. Hey, now, you can knock it down, right? You just say, Hey, get out of here. She's too old. Her brain is fried. She's over 50. She's bragging, telling me she's good. We'll have to see about that. So what do y'all think about that? What do you think about a spelling bee? Ife says, sure. What about you, Naja? What about you, now? Oh, how would you like to participate in a spelling bee? To see who's the best speller in the school, regardless of age. Alright, so Naja Brown says she's winning, she's down for it. How about you, Safia? Spelling bee. See who's the best speller in the school, and then we'll go on to and get you into other spelling competition. Okay, I haven't heard anything in response. So far, I got two folks saying, out of here saying, wonderful. Well, this is a resource. Just want you to have it. Let's get back to whether you're having an overall sense of, all right, we're going to get back to looking at the test. That's a resource for you there, 5,000 words you need to know if you're going to college. Or if you're just going to be successful, because the mark of a person who's considered intelligent, regardless of the area, is their vocabulary. Okay, you know their vocabulary, how they write, how they speak the words, and their ability to code switch. All right, on the writing section, you have. Tell me, you gotta have faulty usage. So, let's see here. What's wrong with that? All right. How would you correct the, is there a problem with the last one? If so, how would you correct it? Because again, part of what you got to do in the writing portion is you have sentence error questions and sentence and paragraph improvement questions. So how would you improve or change? Downtown should be get you butt back uptown. How would you improve that? Ife has tended her guests. What's yours, Safia? What's yours now? What's yours, Naja? Yo, now, y'all know I got to have some contact, okay? So, say thinking, I don't know. You know, you got to do something, you know. You can't just sit there and just don't put anything in there because I don't know where you are. Okay, folks. There should be a comma after downtown. Downtown, because it's the subject of direct address. So downtown, get your butt back uptown. Okay, and so your is a correct improvement or correction, but back uptown. So the key is not a question mark, not downtown, a question mark. Although you could, mainly it's the subject of direct address. Now, there is a possibility that you would look and say, downtown? Get your butt back uptown. More likely is downtown, comma, because you're talking to downtown. Now, of course, this is all metaphorical, but it's still the same thing because you are addressing downtown as if it's a place. All right? All righty. That's want you to understand some of what you're going to be getting when you're dealing with correcting faults and usage. Okay, All right, so that means what you want to pay attention to is you want to pay attention to those rules, the comma rules. Well, that one is called the subject of direct address. Make a mind movies, okay, so that you can remember the stuff, all right? And also, write a lot of different sentences. When there's a particular thing, a rule, that you're not used to or you don't hear a lot, then make sure in your writing you use that a lot, okay? Or just use it a lot of different times, but a lot of different kinds of sentences. Here, you know, this is where being creative is important, okay? I mean, I pull on my Richard Pryor here, so when I start talking to downtown, you know. So it will be memorable for me because, you know, you don't typically speak to downtown, okay? But because I'm doing that, it's easier for me to remember subject of direct address, okay? So, again, that's where you want to focus on. That's, many people think that the writing section is only writing. It is not. In fact, the actual essay is only 20%, okay? The rest is grammar rules. Boring, tired, ugly, inconsistent. Grammar rules, okay? Now, we tried to make that fun, but you're seniors. Not all of you are not seniors, but you want to knock this out the box. So just get down to knowing what they are, whether you like them or not, whether you think they make sense or not. Just, you know how you put it there. So sentence improvement. So sentence completion is going to test your grammar. Your vocabulary. Sentence improvement is going to test whether you know the grammar rules about how to use commas and when to use capitalizations and not, and that kind of thing. Okay, so that's that. critical reading. Let's see if I have that for you to download. So you can download. And this is the speed reading software that you I want you to get going with. Hold on a second. Okay, all right. I'm gonna have to get a link to that where you can get to that software, just gotta get it for you. Mike, excuse me, I'm just talking up a storm and I'm not even on the mic, forgive me. On this sentence completion area, Sophia, would you read that last part? The test makers want to know if you can recognize the flow of a... Read that. Welcome, Sissa. Come on in, the water's fine. You're welcome to stay right here, brother. Sophia, do you recognize that word, any of those words in that last sentence from last year?
Cognate, coherent, and just about the whole other sentence.
Okay, what's K-O-G-E-N-T? That's cogent. And what's that? You remember? That was one of our words. I said K, I'm sorry. It starts with this, anyway, I'm sorry. Cogent, C-O-G-E-N-T. I don't know where my mind is that I would say K. what does that word cogent mean? All right, we studied it last year, along with other words like laconic. Come on, Sophia, what do you think it means? The flow of a cogent, coherent sentence, even when some of its elements are missing. Yo, Safia, did you hear me? Cogent. Anyway, you want to look that up. I'm going to move because I got to keep going here so that we can get ready for Mama Yepende. This is the reading comprehension section. Okay, reading comprehension. And Akanka, if you're still with us, I want you to pull yourself away from your exam, from your paper right about now. And just for the next 12 minutes, focus on this area here. Are you there? Okay. The reading comprehension section. She's back on. Okay. For the next 12 minutes, so 11 minutes now, I want you to focus a little bit on this, if you will, Akanke. And would you read for us this section on reading comprehension? This is a part of the critical reading section. And then what we're going to do is we're actually going to go through some of the tutorials, okay? Some of the tutorials. But right now, again, I want you to be able to pass a quiz tomorrow on what is going on, with the SAT. That is, what are these sections and what are the subsections and how long are they and exactly what are they asking of you. So, to help us with that, reading comprehension, Akanke, would you read this?
There are two types of reading passage questions on the SAT. Long reading passage questions will require you to read a piece of the text between 3 and 6 paragraphs long, followed by several questions on what you just read. The second type of reading passage is a short reading passage question that will ask you to read one or two paragraph 100 word passage and answer related questions. The questions will relate to the content of the passage, discerning its main points and significant details. You will also be asked to make inferences based on the information given in the passage. You might be asked to describe the author's opinion. In this section, you'll be tested on your ability to synthesize and integrate the ideas presented in the passage.
Thank you. All right, three questions. This is for anybody. What's an inference? That is, you'll be asked to make inferences based on information given in the passage. What does that mean? The other one says, at the last section, it will be testing on your ability to synthesize. What does that mean? All right, and also, the questions will relate to the content of the passage, discerning its main points. What does that mean, discerning its main points? What does that mean? Okay. Anybody can jump in. The water's fine. That's not just a question to Akanke. It's not excluding Akanke, but it's not, in order for you to understand this section, you want to know what we're talking about here. Okay, Ife, I see you got a denotative definition. Excellent. Now, how would you say that in your own words? And can you give an example?
Sort of. I can try my best. That definition is very, complicated. But, I guess from what I understand thus far, I would say, your own reasoning based on previous experience or knowledge that you have previously gained, along with the information that you've been given at the time to make a conclusion.
Alrighty. Can you give an example?
Not at the moment. I will try to come up with one.
Alright, let's see if we can work with this one. Okay. This is an important one that you just have down pat, that you really, really get down pat, all right? Let's see here. Let's go down the list, sharing paragraphs, starting with Conkay's first paragraph, Ife the second paragraph, Naja Brown the third paragraph, Nao the fourth, and Safia the fifth paragraph. And I'll read the sixth one, just leading us to this inset here. What do we have in the inset? So let's start off the top. Conkay.
Inference is a mental process by which we reach a conclusion based on specific evidence. Inferences are the stock and trade of detectives examining clues, of doctors diagnosing diseases, and of car mechanics repairing engine problems. We refer motives, purpose, and intentions.
Okay, and before you go on, very good reading, Akanke. I might also add, chefs make a lot of inferences. Welcome, Nasha. Welcome. We are doing SAT prep, and right now we're talking about a part of the critical reading part of the SAT, and inferences is what we're dealing with. Okay, so let's continue down the list. Next paragraph will be Ife. We'll make the adjustments as Nasha's joined us. Third paragraph will be Naja Brown. Fourth paragraph will be Nasha. Fifth paragraph will be Nao. And sixth paragraph will be Safia. Keep it rolling.
Inference is essential to and part of being human. We engage in inference every day. We intercept actions to be examples of behavior characteristics, intents, or expressions of particular feelings. We infer if it is raining when we see someone with an open umbrella. We infer people are thirsty if they ask for a glass of water. We infer that evidence in the text is authoritative when it is attributed to a scholar.
Okay, is inference beginning to get a little clear to you? Oh, it's on soft presentation mode. Not a problem. Got it. Kind of, but not quite. Kind of, Ife. It's a little stronger than an educated guess, but yes, it would be. That is, you don't have any direct observation. So in the example of we infer people are thirsty if they ask for a drink of water, for a glass of water. Now, that may not always be. I may want them water to put on the ancestor table. Okay? But if you were a detective and you heard me ask for some water, you might infer, okay, come to the conclusion, not from direct observation, but come from the conclusion based on the evidence. What's the evidence? I asked for water. Okay? Why else would he ask for water? Okay? And so inferences we make all the time. I really like the way they say we infer that evidence in a text is authoritative when it's attributed to a scholar in the field. Okay? So we make inferences all the time. Inferences. Let's keep it going. Next one will be Naja Brown.
Field.
We don't define significance. We listen to the mics and want to make sense of them. What might the speaker mean? Why is he or she saying that? We go beyond specific remarks to underline significance or broader meaning. When we read that someone cheated on his or her income taxes, we might take that as an example of financial ingenuity. Stupidity. We seek purposes and reasons.
All right. If I'm driving a Bentley, what can you infer? Or what would you infer if I'm driving a Bentley?
That you're a welfare.
What did you say? Did you say that I'm on welfare? Okay, folks. Great. Come on in, and the water is fine. All right. That is, those of you who are not in, because today you are either going to be, this is sixth period, and so you're going to be in the pre-calculus, or you're going to be in here with me. No, not hardly, baby. Not hardly. Okay. So, Keshu, if you want to stay in here, we're doing SAT prep. You can. All right. Good. So now nobody in here is supposed to be in pre-calculus. Is that correct? Everybody's straight about that. Safiya, are you in pre-calculus? I don't think so. Naja Brown, are you in pre-calculus? Now you are in pre-calculus. Goodbye. Akanke, you are in pre-calculus. See ya. Safiya, see ya. All right, that leaves Bakari. Where's East Coast? East Coast not in pre-calculus. Bakari, get him in here. Okay, Ife, you can continue this on your own. This is actually a very good page here. In terms of inference, I like it. A man gets on a bus. What might be implied by each of the following? He ran to catch the bus. He's carrying a suitcase. He asked the driver for change of $100 bill. So what might be inferred by each of the following? So y'all can answer that. Just play with that. So, Bakari, Isko, and Ife, we're talking about the word of inferences. Basically, it's logical and critical thinking that we do naturally. And sometimes when somebody puts a word on it, like inference, it freaks us out. And we like,
I don't know what that is. I never heard that word.
So, now, here's what we know. A man gets on a bus. That's all we know. Now, you're going to be taught... I'm going to give you three other things, and you're going to tell me what can be implied or inferred by each of the following, okay? He ran to catch on the bus. What does that imply? Or what do you infer? Okay, great. For the man gets on the bus, you infer that he doesn't have a car. Very good. That's one implication or inference. Of course, you know, we don't know if it's true, but it's certainly plausible. So he ran to catch the bus. What might be implied by that? Very good, Isko. Ife, what I suggest you do is save this page and you go on and use the time to go through the actual tutorial. Okay? And let's see here. And while I work a little bit with Bakari and Isko.
I don't have money.
All right. Ife, did you hear me? So you can sign out. You can continue with this, with the tutorials, okay? Okay, Isko, let me know when Bakari returns. All right, Isko and Bakari, tell me, what is a proper noun, please? What is a proper noun? First, what is a noun, then what is a proper noun?
Okay, Bakari's back yet. Noun is person, place, thing, and a proper noun, the word that describes the noun, like.
Last part. I got person, place, a thing. What's the last part?
The last part is, pronoun or a proper noun is did you say proper or pro?
Proper noun, not a pronoun, a proper noun.
Okay, proper noun is like Bakari or Isko, the name, significant that it capitalized.
Your mic keeps going out for me. After you start, I hear the first part and it goes down. Okay. I think I heard most of it. What's a common noun?
Like cat or dog or something that isn't capitalized, like
That's it. You're on the money. Very good. So I got a really challenging for you, Isko. What's a gerund?
City park. I'm going to take a guess here because I don't really know. But during the Holocaust, the Jewish Holocaust, is it the... The officer... I won't be able to be come to the links that you're taking me to because there's some kind of visible firewall on my computer that is blocking me from any access that might have to the site you're taking to.
and the Jared.
Sorry about that. The question that I ask, I noticed your page is blank. I'm sorry about that. And I saw last night when I was setting things up that you have a security piece that needs to be deactivated. Now I'm going to switch to your homework for your social studies, Origins, World Civilization, and your homework for your Express Yourself. Have you done that, and do you know what that is? Lord Bakari Isko, are you there? Yes, I want you to focus. I want you to tell me what your homework is for the classes you have tomorrow. Okay? You have a class tomorrow, and you have two classes in the morning. One is the language arts class with Mama Nubuntu. One is the Origins of World Civilization class. What I want you to know, tell me, is what's your homework for that class, and have you done it?
Homework from Mabantu language because we're at the event for a school crew. Very, very busy on Saturday. But work French I know is we have to study lessons 1, 2, 3, and 4, be able to recite ABC, our alphabet and the numbers 1 through 20. Pretty good.
Hold on. I hear that, but I'm not dealing with French. First thing you have in the morning is Origins of World Civ. And the second thing you have is Mama Nubuntu's class. I'm glad that you have your French. What I want you to know is what is your Origins of World Civ homework? Somebody put it in the text chat. Okay, folks, I want from now 3:45 until from 2:45 until 3:35 until we come get ready to our close of school. What I want you to do is I want you to use this time as a study hall to get your work done. Okay. Now, if you don't have those three questions, if you've not read that material for Origins of World Civ, do it. Okay. If you've not done the homework Mama Nubuntu assigned to you, do it. Okay, and you can support each other while you're doing it here together. I will be in the background, but I'm stepping away from a computer right now. This is a study hall. This is not a play hall. It's time for you to use it because you have other homework that's been assigned for you today. You want to use this time to get ready for tomorrow. Okay, see you at our ending ceremony at 3:35 right here in this space. At 3:30, you can take a 5-minute break. And why don't you post, so if you got questions, post those questions, okay? Create those three questions, and I want to see them. Put them here in the text chat. All right. I'm out.
Greetings, everybody. Looks like everybody's coming on in. Not sure about what Kessler's here now. He has his away message up. But we're going to keep on time, as we did last time at our end-of-day closing ritual. We took time to just kind of identify some of the things that stood out for us during the day, and point out something that we learned, something that really stood out, and something that we really appreciated. I'll start by giving my appreciation for the level of energy that was in all of the math classes. I'm really happy that as I put problems on the board, you all go straight at them, and that's a really good start. The first day of class, we talked about what it takes to be a good math student, and you all are holding steadfast with that. And the science classes are coming along. I'm happy that the geology class got a chance to go over the SQ3R method and over the studying method, and I'm also glad that the environmental science class, we got a chance to really get truly start there and talk about the environmental ethics. I think that'll make a good discussion for the rest of the week.
I'm thankful and appreciative for definitely my business class. I really love that Aubrey. This is Aubrey, even my first. This is already been my first class, and I really love it because I've always been interested in it, and it's just really cool to me. And I also like my teacher after this class as far as I'm doing well. Just to review, I really appreciate that because I've forgotten a couple of things over the summer. I appreciate all teachers and all students for their input. Did anybody hear me, sir?
I want to say that I so much appreciate you, students here this year. I love all my students, and this year there's a particular tenor about our students. There's a particular seriousness about our students, and I really, really love that. There are some videos and movies I want us to watch to really indicate, you know, what we want to do. How many of you seen the movie Pride? You seen that movie? Okay, I was watching it. I want us to watch that. It's about Philadelphia and some champions out of there. It's an old movie, Stand and Deliver. How many of you seen that? Okay. And another is The Great Debaters. Okay. You're welcome, my brother Isaacor. Do know that we are champions, and that's what we want, what our work to show. All of our community is depending upon us. All of our community will take pride that we excel academically and that we don't lose our identity in the process. Too many of our friends and relatives and people that we love and admire have accomplished many things in this world. Some of them are sports related, some of them are entertainment related, some of them are academic and scientific and jobs and political and politics and leadership. Often they achieve those things, and at the expense of, they lose themselves in terms of their identity as serving African people. We want so that whenever we lift ourselves, we're lifting our entire community. When we make millions, that means our community has made millions. Okay? I have a friend who made he's a millionaire, and he used to make money selling things, phone service for a company called ACN. It's a white company. He did a great thing. He made many people millionaires. He discovered that for every million he made, that went into his pocket, he made for that company $100 million. And so he decided that he would divert that money. He would now focus on making black people $100 million. So whenever he made a million, black people would make $100 million. You understand what I'm saying? That is, we want stellar success, and we want it in such a way that we don't lose our identity. That when we make money, when we get praise, when we get success, then our community is lifted. Not we do it at the expense of our community or because we're separated from our community. Whether you are an engineer, whether you are a journalist, whether you are international negotiator, whether you are environmental scientist, whether you are a writer extraordinaire. The key is to lift our community by lifting yourself and lifting your family. And that's what we're about doing this year. So straight up championship, okay? We're looking every day for contests for y'all to be in, okay? Because we want the world to see who you are and what you do. That requires you to step up and be serious, okay? Because you have the weight of our people on you. I'm going to back out now, leave you with Brother Balagoon and others so that I can finish this meeting that I'm in, and I just could not let you go without saying how much I really appreciate you, and that is my expectation this year, that we take it, not to the top, but over the top. Take care.
Absolutely. And we are going to have a wonderful year, a spectacular year. The level of energy that you all are bringing is excellent. And I think, and of course, it's only going to get better. We're going to blow out the summer cobwebs and get warmed up, get into our groove. And you all have such wonderful, marvelous, excellent, just you're just so full of talent. And it's going to be so much fun teaching you this year. Be on the lookout for an email for all the different things that we'll do for homework. Please get your textbooks as soon as possible, so that we can get more coordinated on the homework. And I shall see you all on Wednesday. You take care. I appreciate you. Our Educational Institute appreciates you. And Photon appreciates you. Say, Photon. You all have a good day. And be productive.
Well, I appreciate everyone for coming to class, coming to school today. I appreciate everyone starting off the week strong, coming back from our first week of school. Everybody's doing great, and I look forward to more of the school year. I appreciate Brother Balagoon for teaching all day long. I appreciate Baba Kessa for standing in and doing other stuff when kids didn't have anything to do. I won't be much longer. Anyway, I appreciate everybody. I'll see y'all tomorrow. And for everybody who is on my team for French class, could y'all private message me so I can get y'all's information so we can study, please? Thank you. Bye.
All right, you all. I will see you all on Wednesday. You take care.
I appreciate this class very much. It was very fun. And, I just love Aya.
I'm looking at them out. Real thing is, you listen to what they're saying and what they're doing. So, no. Yeah.